The Book of Psalms is the second of the five poetical books of the Bible. It is one of the richest and best loved of Holy Scripture. In Hebrew, the title is Songs of Praise, as these sacred poems were the hymns of Jewish worship. The Psalms are divided into five books, each book ending with a doxology, a word of praise to the glory of God. The last psalm of the whole collection is, from beginning to end, a song of praise. The writing of the Psalms covers a long period, the earliest one being the Song of Moses, Psalm 90, while the later ones are spread over the centuries up to the time of the return from the Babylonian exile. Of the 150 poems contained in the Book of Psalms, 73 were composed by David and bear his name, hence the early title of Prayers of David. Christ and the authors of the New Testament confirm in many cases the authenticity of David's work, which they quote. During his reign, David organized the singing and music of the Israelite worship service, as he was himself an accomplished musician and poet. Other inspired men of God contributed to the Book of Psalms. There are the collections of Asaph and his family, who were singers and musicians, and of the sons of Korah, also a group of short poems called the Songs of Ascent, and several anonymous psalms. Hebrew poetry has neither rhythm nor rhyme. Its most outstanding feature is parallelism, by which the ideas or images are arranged in parallels, the second verse being a kind of echo of the first one. David, as he contemplated the immensity of God's universe compared to the smallness of man, wrote in Psalm 8, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?" The Psalms are the inspired expression of all the movements of the human soul, going from deep despair to overflowing joy and adoration. David excelled in the art of expressing in verse the whole range of human feelings. In the Book of Psalms, God is everywhere present in the glory of his attributes. He is the only true God, the Almighty, full of mercy and grace, but also the righteous judge, the all-holy God who cannot tolerate sin. The Book of Psalms opens with a song of joy, describing the happiness of the true believer. "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, but his delight is in the law of the Lord." The book ends with a word of praise, "Praise the Lord," in Hebrew, "Hallelujah." Between the two, all the events of life, both good and bad, become so many reasons for rising up to God. Towards the end of the second book of Samuel, there is a hymn called The Last Words of David. In this psalm, the poet king calls himself Israel's beloved singer. He declares that he was inspired by God. "The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me," he says, "and his word was on my tongue." The spirit of prophecy that runs through the whole Bible is ever present in the Psalms, especially in those that announce the person and work of Christ, the Messianic Psalms. For Jesus and the authors of the New Testament, the Psalms are full of words about the Messiah, or Christ. In Psalm 2, this Prince of the line of David is presented as the Son of God, anointed by the Almighty to be King of all the nations of the earth. Psalm 72 by Solomon describes this ideal king and his reign of felicity and glory, whose eternal blessings reach to the ends of the earth. Psalm 110 portrays the exalted and unique position of this king. He is seated at the right hand of God as both king and priest, eternally invested with the priesthood, which no king in Israel could ever be. Jesus himself and the apostles indicate that these prophecies are applicable only to the person of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. At times featured as a human monarch, like David or Solomon, who were in some ways a type of the Messiah, this perfect prince is portrayed in the royal Psalms as king, high priest, and judge, such as no ruler on earth has ever been. But the Psalms also describe the sufferings of Jesus, the man of sorrows. 1,000 years before Christ came, David spoke of the Saviour's passion in Psalm 22. The events mentioned by the psalmist were accomplished at the cross. The Lord Jesus was forsaken by God and rejected and mocked by the people. His hands and feet were pierced, his garments divided, and lots were cast for his tunic. The terrible sufferings of the cross, a capital punishment that was unknown in David's time, are described in this psalm. On the cross the Lord pronounced the first words of Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Because of his great love for God, David, whose name means well-beloved, was called the man after God's own heart. Throughout the centuries, the poetry of Israel's beloved singer has never failed to speak to the hearts of all believers. God made this soldier king the sweet psalmist of all times. Next episode, the beginning of Solomon's reign.